Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Bob Moyo, Lijan.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Lijan Goto.
No, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic, can't complain. Thank you so much for joining us. We're doing the Voice of Prophecy lesson entitled, What Will We Do in Heaven? And, you know, the last VOP lesson we had here, we spoke about the great reunion when we will meet our loved ones and whether or not we will be able to recognize each other. And so today we want to talk about what else will be happening up there for a whole millennium. It's a long time. So what are we going to be doing exactly there for 1,000 years? It's a long time.
It's a long time. And you'd actually wonder, what can someone be doing for 1,000 years? You know? Yes, I mean, we meet our loved ones, and we actually get to meet all those who had gone before us, and to actually say that, okay, you know, after the great reunion, then what? You know, there's only so long you can, you know.
Exactly.
So actually, it's a thought that actually does come to mind as, okay, what will we be doing? Now, beautiful thing is that we're actually told right in the Bible what we would be doing for the rest of eternity. The idea that actually comes forward, if we would go to Isaiah 65 and verse 17 to 22, I would advise that we read the whole passage. That's Isaiah 65, but then I will only pick out a few pieces. If you don't mind me reading it out a little bit. It actually says,
that's all right.
Behold,
that's all right.
A new heavens and a new earth. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And I wanted us to listen to this bit especially. It says, they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. My elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. So there's this idea of right over there, what you see over there is the idea of, yes, there's the building and there's the planting. So it's not just a matter of just sitting idle and what other people might picture as just sitting on clouds.
Mm.
There's an actual joy to the work that God would actually give. Even in a perfect world, it would be work, and it wouldn't be work like toiling, because it's not the kind of work it's not the same kind of work that we do now, where it gets you to the point of even of being unfulfilling. But this is work where, imagine having to build, not only build, yes, of course, Jesus does talk about, in my Father's house are many mansions, I go to prepare a place for you. But there's going to be more building, there's going to be more developing of that. And I'm not even sure exactly how the buildings would be like and what kind of designs there would be. But what we do know is that the Bible says that we will build, we will plant. And
you mean a build as in construction workers?
I'm not really sure exactly how the building will be, you know, like, because you know how, like, when we build it here and we have this idea of, like, you know, it's a troublesome kind of work. But I want you to think of it from this point of view. You know how, like, when we actually have built something that we feel so good about building. I don't know if you've ever seen someone, or I don't know whether you've ever done it, but then I've seen this happen, especially in homes, when a wife puts together the interior decorating of the home. Where she's put it together and it comes out perfectly the way that she had expected. And it's not like there was no work involved in putting that stuff up. But when she's finally done with it, she feels like, oh, yes, it's fulfilling. Or if you've ever seen someone put together a dismantled maybe bicycle or something like that, and they put it together and they're going to do that. I have the feeling that, yes, there will be building. I don't know whether it will be the same with the same kinds of materials. But I do know that that there will be that satisfaction that no one will be able to take it away, and we will be fully satisfied with what we have and what we are preparing, and with what Jesus has prepared for us, but also with what we would build on top of that or build throughout. And even more than that, I think it's not just about being construction workers necessarily, because now I can't get that picture out of my mind. But more about that peace and satisfaction that no one would ever be able to take it away. Neither will there be like, I need to do more in order for me to be defined by this, but rather that we would be fully content and continually learning. Now, can I ask you something, brother?
Yeah, yeah, please go ahead. I also want to ask you something, but go ahead.
That's fine. I wanted to ask you how you feel about like learning new things that you are actually interested in. Not like where someone is forcing you to learn, but then how do you feel about actually learning things that you want to know
about,
things that you are
interested in? Oh, man, I enjoy those thoroughly. In fact, those are my best, eh?
Yeah.
It's exactly what you're saying, that beautiful feeling of satisfaction.
Yeah. So imagine where you are now with the God who has created not only just the things that we can see, but even the things that we cannot see. You know, people spend their lives being scientists and specializing in this, that, or the other. But we only specialize because we only have a limited amount of time. But imagine an eternity where we're still going to be able to learn things that not only are on that we can see now, but even things that we didn't even know about, things that have slipped away from our imaginations, things that we have not been able to see, only in museums maybe, and whether it be branches of history or mathematics or chemistry, but even more, the science of salvation, which we are told in the Bible is the science that even angels long to look into these things. The joy of that kind of being able to grow and being able to gain knowledge, not with theories, but knowing that, oh, wait a minute, this is how it works, you know, and being able to grow that way is something that we'll be doing not only for the rest of eternity, but even more so with the ones that we love. And the one who loves us most, that is God.
Quite interesting, I must say. Very, very interesting, my elder. You know, what I wanted to check with you is that, you know, 1,000 years is a long time, man. It's a really, really long time. In fact, I was listening to a documentary about colonization and, you know, how the Berlin Conference that set in sometime in the 18th century, you know, decided to divide up Africa, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very distant history. And yet it is just under 200 years. And yet it is so long ago. it's like a long time ago, man. You know, the 200 years, I mean, no one of us can imagine how a 200-year period, and we're talking about a 1,000-year period, of course, we're going to be building, and yes, we're going to be learning. But then you do know that an idle mind is a devil's workshop.
It's the devil's workshop.
And the devil entered a perfect heaven once upon a time. And I want to suggest that it was probably an idle mind when he visited Eve. Now, I don't know. I'm a little worried that I think it's the time is too long, man. For these only.
Not get idle. Start thinking. Okay, so here's one thing, and I like that you brought up the fact that we know that this world was once perfect, and then in a perfect world, the devil came through and was able to tempt. Now, the beautiful thing is what we have been going through on this earth in the first place, in this time in between where there's been, like you were talking about a documentary, what we were talking about 200 years ago. But imagine this world has existed more than a thousand years. It's actually existed for about 6,000 or so. But then we look at it now and we say, okay, what will we be doing? One thing that we know for certain is that when Christ comes again, like we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, when it actually talks about when Christ actually comes again, one thing that we know for certain, as it says in Daniel 9, is that the books will be opened, that that there is a judgment taking place, and that when we do get to heaven for those 1,000 years before the new heaven and the new earth, when there's definitely when Christ comes and takes his people, what we do know is that the books will be opened, and that there will be those questions asked to say, okay, what about this? What about these people? There's going to be some people who we think, oh, they're definitely going to make it in, but they're not going to be there. And then there's going to be some people who we say, how did they even make it here? And the idea, and I think the first surprise, like many say, is that we would be there in the first place, that
Yeah,
you and
big
I would make
surprise,
it in
big
the
surprise.
first place. Big surprise. But then notice that even though God knows who's supposed to be, who is there, and I mean who would be there and why they are there, why they would have made it, he opens the book so that we would all know why. And he will actually open up his judgment to the eyes of, I guess you could say, the jury, as I suppose. He opens it to a jury of our peers and says, okay, listen, this is the reward, and this is how the judgment has gone. And there is a sense of transparency, and at the end of the day, so that all should be exposed and all should be seen to say, okay, this is how judgment has gone, and indeed God has been just. I don't know if you've ever thought about what it would be like if all the record was opened to you to say, okay, all of human history opened up to you, and how God has judged and how God has dealt with it. It won't be something that, if we're worried about having an idle mind, I
Yeah.
don't think we should worry about that for the first 1,000 years.
Okay.
I mean, at least not for the first 1,000 years. I can get why we'd be so worried about it after that, but then to be very honest, I think also, so there's that one part. I don't want that to be forgotten, that the books would be opened. We are the judgment of God is actually shown to be is opened up, transparency, not for his sake, but for our sake, that we may know that we have a God who we can trust. But along with that, I feel like maybe we somehow judge, which I guess we can't really blame ourselves, but we judge eternity on how temporal things have been. In our world today, we see things from a point of view of like it only lasts for a little while. Remember that there won't be tears. And I don't know whether you've even thought about that, but can you imagine a world without disease, a world
Yeah, man.
without war, without strife, a world where the Lord is comforting his people, you know, for all the pains that we've gone through, for all the things that have happened. And it's not like those things are forgotten in that they never, as if they did not happen. But despite the fact that they happened, we will still know that God is just. And I love how, I think is it the book of Jude says, sin will not rise again a second time. That's an assurance that we're given. And it's not because somehow our minds will be erased from all the memories, no, but rather because sin has been shown to be what it is, for how sinful sin is and just how big the love of God actually is. Why would we choose the inferior when we have seen and known the superior for eternity, and everything has been opened up? So I may not, to be very honest with you, brother, I don't know what it will be like in full, because to be honest, I don't think we are able to comprehend it. But
True.
it's actually something that we look forward to. We don't have to know all of it in order to enjoy it when it does come. So I think I can put it that way. But then, as for getting bored, I don't think that would be our problem.
The owner must take care of
I
that.
worry about that here on this earth, but when it comes to eternity and with a God who we know and who knows who we are and what we're made for and what purpose, I don't think that will be our problem. I really feel that, and I believe that eternity with him will be worth more than all the joy we can have on this earth.
Oh, well, quite interesting. My brother, I do want to thank you so much, man, for coming through, Dumisani Moyo, for discussing these things that are quite interesting and very exciting times ahead, I must say. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us.
No, thank you so much for actually, and actually I love talking about eternity, because a lot of the time we talk about the things that are here on this earth,
yes,
but we have something else to look
to
forward
talk
to, you
about.
know. And thank you so much for the conversation.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.